Since Pennsylvania launched its online medical marijuana registry last month, thousands of patients have signed up. In early 2018, the state's first dispensaries will open for business. But for the state's program to run smoothly, enough doctors will need to register to recommend marijuana to patients. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez reports for our Bridges to Health initiative.
Stephen Arch is prescribed a drug called Klonopin for his post-traumatic stress disorder stemming from childhood trauma. He says it helps keep him calm, but because he takes it on an as-needed basis, he sometimes runs out before he can refill, and that leads to withdrawal.
I get almost like flu-like symptoms, very high levels of anxiety, can't sleep at night.
He says he hopes that medical marijuana will provide similar benefits without the harsh effects. But he says neither his primary care physician nor his psychiatrist are willing to help him get it.
They don't want anything to do with this, so I'm kind of on my own with this one.
PTSD is one of 17 conditions that qualifies a patient for a medical marijuana card in Pennsylvania. So far, more than 10,000 patients have signed up for the program, including Arch. But in order to actually get medical cannabis, a patient has to be certified by an approved doctor. As of December 27th, only about 250 physicians in Pennsylvania had completed that process, which involves registering online, paying a small fee, and taking a four-hour course. That means there are about 40 patients in the state wanting to try medical marijuana for every doctor that's approved to help them get it.
The initial physician response that we had, I in Pennsylvania at least, I was encouraged by. What you see now is the numbers of patients growing exponentially, whereas maybe the number of physicians hasn't really kept up with that.
Brian Donner is an emergency medicine physician and the CEO of Compassionate Certification Centers in Pittsburgh. At CCC, doctors can certify patients like Stephen Arch who provide documentation of their condition and proof that conventional treatments haven't been effective. Donner doesn't claim to know what the ideal patient-to-doctor ratio is, but he says an imbalance can cause problems like appointment backups and long commutes for people who live in rural areas. Antoine Duehi is a psychiatrist at UPMC and part of a committee that's working on medical marijuana rules and guidelines for their physicians. He says right now, they're not actively instructing doctors to register with the state.
The challenge is that in the medical marijuana field, there is not much of that evidence-based, scientific research-based studies.
A spokesman for Allegheny Health Network said via email that they're taking a similar approach. Donner says he understands why doctors would be hesitant to recommend a treatment that has so little hard evidence proving its effectiveness. But he says he's been convinced in large part by his own experiences.
Some physicians, like myself, practicing in the ER, I was exposed to patients who took medical marijuana and had tremendous results.
Now that the state's program is up and running, Donner says physicians should at least make an effort to learn what they can from the information that does exist.
As physicians and providers, whether we believe in this treatment or not, we have an obligation to our patients to be able to have a meaningful and beneficial conversation with them about medical marijuana.
The state of New York has also struggled with doctor participation in its medical marijuana program, which launched at the end of 2015. About a year in, they opened up the program to nurse practitioners and physicians' assistants. But Donner says in Pennsylvania, the key will be getting large healthcare entities like UPMC and Allegheny Health Network to buy in.
You're talking about organizations that have thousands, if not tens of thousands, of providers and also access to tens, if not hundreds of thousands of patients.
Stephen Arch, whose primary care doctor is affiliated with AHN, says he got certified by Donner's partner at CCC, and he's now waiting to get his card from the state. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation. Find more on this and other stories in the series at our website, wesa.fm.